Station podcast.
So the first thing that will hit you when you step out of Jumbo Station is the powerji smell in the air. And that's from Sadhguru Juice Center. It used to be a small juice wala and powerji wala in 1990s, but now it's a full-fledged dining place.
Jumbo has its old-world charm, breezy lanes, eateries popping up, and lots more. And Jumbo Station is on the harbour line on the suburban railway network in Mumbai city. So hop in and plug in your earphones to listen to the Agla Station podcast with me, Priyanka Ganwani. Jumbo Station always reminds me of the Sindhi colony or society or camp. Being a Sindhi myself, and you know, many Sindhis out there must be having at least one relative, one Sindhi person they know in Mumbai city from Jumbo. And I remember just having amazing samosas as a kid. I didn't know where they came from, but I just know that this was all happening in Jumbo.
Agla Station, Jumbo.
Agla Station, Jumbo.
Now, the station has a very important place in the hearts of commuters or people who've lived here for many, many years. Here is what they have to say.
Hi there. Mayank Dhakadia, been a resident of Jumbo for past 30 years, born and brought up here. Jumbo Railway Station has been and will always be very special. So the station area is where the local market is and where people socialize. So we all grew up saying, you know, tu ye lene ja station, main ye lene ja raha hu station, tu station ke bahar mil, tu station ke andar mil. So Jumbo Station is much more than just two railway tracks and two platforms for us.
And he also tells us about a memory that has absolutely stuck with him.
So once we had gone to Wankhede to watch India versus Australia, it was a day and night match. So by then the match got over and we came out. It was about 1 o'clock in the night. So we took the last train. We were super hungry, but we were super confident that Sadhguru will be there to serve us. So that memory of the match, the train ride, and juice and power jet Sadhguru, you know, it's etched forever.
Hi, this is Amit. There's a full lane, or we can say gully, of Xerox stalls where every Jumborite has been there for their projects, for their Xeroxes, for their whatnot, for their DTPs, etc.
Of course, we have the Jumbo Railway Station and there is the monorail connectivity from Jumbo to Wadala, which is why the connectivity is always the plus point of this suburb, and it is convenient for Jumbo residents who get to the international airport, the domestic airport, the western suburbs, Bandra Kurla complex, also known as BKC, and Navi Mumbai very easily. I also speak to architect Rahul Chemburkar, who is also a resident of this suburb.
I think Jumbo has, even though it is today, it has developed into a very well-connected suburb of Mumbai. It is at crossroads. So the uniqueness of Jumbo is that it has retained the whole old charm. Along with it, it has added very major infrastructural changes, like the monorail station is there or many more yet to come. And the strategic location of Jumbo, as an architect, if you see, I see a very strategic location of Jumbo where it is very near to the city, which was also a reality when it was a kind of a hamlet, maybe in the 1930s or 40s, where the only road connecting to Jumbo was via Chunabatti from the island city. So today also, if you see, because of the eastern freeway or because of connected the western and the central lines together, without that also and with that also, today Jumbo is very near to the city and yet far from the city. So therefore, that's the beauty of Jumbo.
And here is how the residents really benefit from the connectivity of Jumbo.
Hi guys, my name is Tanya Shetty. I live in Jumbo and I travel to work to Andheri East, which is Marol. Jumbo is an extremely fun place, centrally located from all the places that you would ideally want to visit, or even when it comes to professionally being assigned somewhere. So Jumbo is very, very well located.
So owing to the significant connectivity that Jumbo has currently, it also came with a very rich history, which makes me absolutely curious. When I spoke to Mr. Rajendra Aklekar, who is the author of books like A Short History of Indian Railways, Hall Station India and India's Railway Man, he did tell me about Chembur Station, that it was a garbage line going to the dump yard, which later became a passenger line, and it's the fastest growing passenger line in this city. Rahul Chemburkar also gives me a complete insight into this culture and also tells me about his rooted connection with the history of Chembur.
My surname is Chemburkar. We belong to the community called the Patskarshi, which is one of the earliest migrants, I would say. I would not say that we are the locals. We also migrated here from the plains of Gujarat and Rajasthan and all this. And then today, of course, we are Maharashtrians. This has happened centuries ago, and then we settled in the vicinity of Mumbai. So one of the localities where we may have come and we came is Turbe Island, of which so Chembur is part of the Turbe Island. So there are almost like 14 odd gauthans or village pockets in and around the main area of Chembur. My native place, if you ask me, is Charai village, which is near second monorail station in the Chembur. Then you have Gauthan, then you have Wadavli, you have Ghatla, then you have fishermen colonies like Mahul, Turbe again. So all this together, they form the original kind of settlements in Chembur.
And he also tells me how Chembur got its Sindhi camp or society or colony, mainly because of the refugees during partition who've been here ever since, and also a lot about the other communities who settled here.
It has a long history. If you go into the origins, the localities here may have been the Agris and Koi. And then we, as migrants, we came here. And along with that, after independence, there was a migration from Sindh and Punjab. So you have a very big colony of the Sindhis and Punjabis. Then you have the Tamilian, which came up during when Anushakti Nagar or the Tata Atomic Research Center, which came up. So along with that, many South Indian families also settled here. So Chembur actually is really cosmopolitan in its sense.
And this part that's coming up is absolutely interesting. He tells us about the brilliant history and connection that Chembur has had for decades with Bollywood.
And a very interesting facet, which today is slowly going into history, because the latest of which is RK Studio vanishing, that Chembur had so many studios. I have heard as a child, and I have actually seen a few also, because then got converted into industrial estates. So there is one industrial estate just in the neighborhood of RK Studio, which is called Asha Studio. So it's a big industrial estate today. Because of the studios, there was a community, the film fraternity was staying there, the way they stay in Pali Hills. So you had celebrities like Shobhana Samartha, who is grandmama of Kajol. So Shobhana Samartha, Lalita Pawar, then you have Ashok Kumar. So many celebrities from the Indian cinema and even Marathi film fraternity also were staying in Chembur.
So covering Chembur and not covering food is really not going to do justice to this episode. And everybody I spoke to mentioned at least once about favorite stall or gave me a recommendation of a restaurant, which basically means that Chembur Station and Chembur itself has a lot of eateries that should not be missed. So one of the most popular places in Chembur is Vig Refreshments. And I couldn't help but talk to the owner who manages this today.
My name is Praveen Arora, and I'm from Chembur, and I own the restaurant named Vig Refreshments. My father, Mr. Arjun Dev Arora, my brother, Mr. Ravi Arora, and I myself am looking after this place from last 40 years, and my father is looking after this place from last 60 years. Apne yahan par, that is, I like dal pakwan the best. It's a layered flatbread, matlab deep fried hota hai, and combination hota hai, iska dal hoti hai, aloo ki sabzi hoti hai, mung ki dal hoti hai, मीठा चटनी तीखा चटनी एंड फ्राइड मिर्ची होती है जो हमारा स्पेशलिटी है फ्राइड मिर्ची मतलब तो ये सब कॉम्बिनेशन के साथ दाल में होता है पकवान के साथ आप उसको खा सकते हो सबकी पसंद वही है
And I am a big fan of the farsan and just South Indian snacks and anything to munch on, and especially after an exhaustive train travel. And I remember every time I got out of the station, There is one stall that I very well remember that basically sold banana chips and chakli and muruku in different flavors. So you get like those spicy and not so spicy flavors and the masala banana chips and a couple of varieties. And then you pick all of them and you know that they are hot and fresh because he's making it right in front of you. And you hop into a rickshaw because there is a line of rickshaw, almost like a rickshaw stand outside the station that sort of ends your day and ends your train travel. But some of the residents and daily commuters cannot stop raving about their favorite spots in Jembur.
Hi. My name is Nachiket Joshi. I'm a lifelong Chemburite. I traveled from Chembur Station to VT every day for 4 years while I was at St. Xavier's College in Fort. Chembur Station is just full of eateries and restaurants, some older than others, and new ones that seem to be popping up ever so often. There's Sadhguru, which is famous as a late-night joint for its pav bhaji and juices, Gupta Bhelpuri for its chaat, while Geeta Bhavan, Cafe Utpi and Coolers seem to have been around for a really long time. What makes this part of town of Chembur so special is that you can get a hearty snack, breakfast or a cup of tea at any time of day or night around Chembur Station. And it really never ceases to amaze me how hard the people at these roadside spots work and just how lost we would be without them.
Chembur is very, very well located. I think Chembur has a lot of fun places as compared to earlier days. Earlier days, there were very, very few hangouts like Tivola or a cafe coffee day, Baskin Robbins, and a few restaurants like Sadhguru, which is extremely famous and well-known right now for its pav bhaji. And then we also had Grand Central, which was very well-known for its butter chicken. So a couple of hangouts, but right now, there's so much more that's coming in Chembur. So from a grandmama's cafe to a Starbucks, it's all out there.
So the first thing that will hit you when you step out of Chembur Station is the pav bhaji smell in the air. And that's from Sadhguru Juice Center. It used to be a small juice wala and pav bhaji wala in 1990s. But now it's a full-fledged dining place.
You have the vada pav, which is famous at Sanduwadi, opposite to post office. There, in fact, I think that the lady has become a kind of a talk of the town. It is one of the pioneering vada pav outlets in Mumbai.
This is Rahul Vaza, working for Lipcon, staying in Chembur for the last 54 years, 63 years to be precisely. I would like to say that Chembur is a very good area, very peaceful. And I remember in Chembur, when I was young, used to travel to Chembur Station. We have food at Saroj, excellent idli vada sambar, sada dosa. Saroj was only the joint which was South Indian. Even in Bhat Vishranti, you should have a kind of a misal pav at night, 12:30. But to go at night at the age of 12:13 was no danger. It was safe, no traffic, excellent area to stay.
All of these recommendations I will take very, very seriously and definitely go and check them out. This is it from Chembur Station. I'm sure there are lots more things that you can also share with us about Chembur Station. All you have to do is write to us at hecurlytales.com. So catch me for my next episode as I go to my agla station. Stay tuned.